Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. My favorite hour each week, Saturday morning, where I strum up another hopefully illuminating topic for you to feast yourself on. And if you can't get to the show today, or you can't get to my website, as soon as you can, get on the web, straighttalk.cc, 2ts.cc. You can always listen to the shows again and again, which you need to do. Why? Because you got to get educated. And that, if you're new to the show, is the central claim. If you've been listening for months or even years, it's still the central claim. You got to put health and education on the A-list. The type of time you spend on your health, the type of time is much more important than the amount of time. You want quality time learning concepts. Concepts for today: ADD, that is attention deficit disorder, bipolar disorder, precocity, meaning are you precocious, high-functioning Asperger's, why these people are super gifted, why these people are the X-Men, why so many sensitive people, gifted people, aren't cutting it. You're in withdrawal. You're medicated. You're thrown to the corner of the room. Deep down inside, you've got those giant dreams. Along the line, along the way, you've been told, a little bit here, a little bit there, you've been told that there's a special place for you, that you have a special contribution, and yet you're middle-aged and you're not cutting it in your own estimation of things. What is going on? And mind you, we're producing more and more of these people. I contend, that the golden age of a culture, the golden age of a civilization, is when ADD, bipolar, precocity, high-functioning Asperger's, and quite a few other favorite psychiatric diagnoses are exalted as the high point of the society, are exalted as something to respect. ADD may be nothing more. Bipolar may be nothing more. Precocity, high-functioning Asperger's, schizophrenia, forms of schizophrenia, may be nothing more than supremely gifted people who are not growing up, evolving in the right context. I can't tell you the relationship, the importance of understanding the relationship of this to disease. How many people I run into for years now in my office who have digestive disorders, who have autoimmune problems, who have some funny little heart condition, who have sexual dysfunction, who have joint pain. You know, I don't even want to get into it with them. You come to a doctor for a health concern, and in all honesty, this happens to me so often, I'm left simply with the, I'm backed into a wall. The problem's not the symptom. The problem's not the issue that you're concerned, the health concern, your health concern, your fibromyalgia, your arthritis, your autoimmune disease, your cancer. basically comes down to your super gifted nature, your creative power has not been properly conditioned. It hasn't been manifest. The education wasn't there. The socialization process wasn't there. The psychoanalytic models put you into the corner of a room and forgot about you. So much illness, so much symptomology is nothing more than creative force, life force unadorned, life force not properly regulated. This is so bad, this is so pathetically misunderstood, that we have disparaging diagnoses for these people. How many mothers I've seen with their children sitting there beaming, beaming these little buds with halos over their head. And they're on what? What drug for what disease? What psychological imbalance? This is not a good sign. I want to get into the reasons for this today. I want to get into the evolution of how we understand the super gifted. And then I want to provide solutions. But again, it's not what you do tomorrow morning exactly. The solution is, do you get the concept? This show works you fundamentally. You can run all sorts of data searches in your spare time, but you can't be spoken to in a way that beseeches you to understand stuff that's deep inside yourself. And that's what the show is about. So welcome if you're new to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're driving, just listen, imagine, and know that what you missed while you're driving, or you're in your garage working, or you're cooking, or whatever you're doing, and you can't get to the website when you can. Look at the pictures, listen to the recordings again and again, and watch your life change. This is the way to teach people to make real shifts in their health. It is very different. All right. On the website, I mean, look at this. Look at this. Picture number 10. Go to picture number 10. Common medications given to kids or adults with ADD. Adderall, Dexedrine, Dextrostat, Focalin, Methylin, Ritalin, Metadate CD, Ritalin LA, Adderall, Vianase, Concerta, Detrana, Focalin, Quivalent, Intuniv, Capve, Strattera. I mean, would you believe it, man? That's a short list. That's a profession? Take a kid with an enormously large soul. Beat it up a little bit. The parents divorce. The parents are abusive. The parents are neglectful. There's just been natural unfortunate trauma in the family. The family doesn't have the money to educate the kid the way the kid... What, your kid's in the L.A. school system? You have a super gifted kid in the L.A. school system? Are you kidding me? At least America's got homeschooling. Americans at least taking a step on this. Educating a super gifted kid? I mean, there's a diagnosis coming. It's called, your kid can't sit in a room and get bored all day. There's the problem. Then what do we have all these drugs for? If this is so understood, then why? I mean, how many adults? And what does this reflect? It reflects a problem within our understanding of how to regulate enormous, unlimited amounts of creative force. And when our environments cannot absorb this, when our environments cannot either stimulate or absorb this, we create static in the brain. There is electrical discharge in the core of the brain that discombobulates coherency. Enormous power is either coherent or static. 10 amps of current that turns to static is a small explosion. 1,000 amps, you with ADD, with bipolar disorder, forms of Asperger's, precocity, mild forms of schizophrenia, mild forms of obsessive compulsive disorders. I'm talking to you. People that are on drugs. What are drug addicts? What are addictions? Addictions are people whose creative force is not found bounty and it has not found prosperity. And to get that high, without that knowledge, they turn to synthetics. Not a good choice, but in a sense, an understandable choice. They're all in the same category. They're different, but they're the same. The common link is the neurological system, by virtue of the birth, has enormous power. Everybody else is running on 10 amps. These people are running on 100 amps. And when 100 amps goes static, there's going to be enormous static. There's not going to be a small thunderstorm. It's going to be a massive thunderstorm. Look at all these drugs for ADD. Then we get to bipolar. Bipolar is one of my favorites. I love bipolar. Picture number 6, bipolar disorder. Take a look. Three faces of bipolar disorder: manic, hypomanic, and depressive. What person has ever created a piece of art that wasn't bipolar? I mean, what are we doing here? I'll tell you why we have these diagnoses, because you can't have good workers in factories and behind desks pushing pencils and papers around doing nothing with their time and be bipolar. Bipolar's for creative people. To go up there into the stars and to drop down into the darkness is what creation is about. It's what art is produced out of. It's what creative process is. But that doesn't work well behind a desk. It doesn't work well on a factory line. That creates problem with cultures, societies that don't want to homogenize. Blessed be America, because traditionally it's supported a heterogeneous environment. As our government appears to grow in certain types of unnecessary power, it seems some of these basic environments are being denied us. As the corporations grow, as the small businessman finds himself more and more and more buried in paperwork, these individual creative expressions are imperiled. Well, you think I'm unnecessarily political right now, do you? I want you to consider the enormous influx over the last 50 years of people into desk jobs. Artisans, craftsmen, small business owners jumping across the desk behind the seat in the large corporation, where they're being asked to become homogeneous. Not heterogeneous, not as a function of finding their talents and working to their own clock, working to their own rules. No, it's working under the supervision of a manager who works under a bigger manager, who works under a president, who works on a board, who works on an executive board. If you don't think that'll take a super gifted kid and turn them bipolar, if you don't think that, I ask you to think again. And of course, bipolar, ADD, Asperger's, OCD, schizophrenia, these are problems for the state. And so we have a pill for you.